Sally in the City of Dreams, written by Judy Carton and read by Caroline Lennon.
Am I too late for the wake? Our neighbour, Abina, pulled her shawl tighter on her skinny shoulders and peered greedily around our little house, eyeing the food set out on the table in the corner.
You know well you're the first here, said Bridget. Aren't you always?
Mammy glared at her, and Bridget looked ashamed.
Should I try a little at that bacon to see if it's fresh? Said Abina. Wouldn't it be terrible altogether if the whole village were to die of poisoning?
Without waiting for an answer, she went to the table and helped herself to a huge chunk of bacon and two thick slices of bread. I was tempted to get food for myself, but Mammy had warned us that family should eat last, in case there wasn't enough. This seemed unlikely, though, as I'd never before seen such a big and fine spread, not even on Christmas Day. My brother Tom slipped his hand into mine.
Sally, I thought this party was for you and Bridget, he whispered. But now Abina says it's a wake, and I know wakes are only for dead people. So does that mean you two are going to die like Grandad did? I don't want you to die.
Oh, Bridget and I are hardy out, I said, squeezing his warm little hand. We won't die for years and years.
So why did Abina say it's a wake?
This isn't like the wake we had for Grandad, I said. This is different. This is an American wake.
What does that mean?
He crumpled up his little face as he tried to work it out.
Well, Bridget and I aren't going to die, I said. But tomorrow, we are going very far away. We're having this wake so people can say goodbye to us, that's all.
Why do you have to go so far away? I like playing with you.
You'll still have Aggie and Joe. They won't play with me. They say I'm only a baby.
I knew he was right. Aggie and Joe lived in their own little world, with no room for Tom or anyone else. So, instead of answering, I gave Tom a big hug. When he was born, Aggie and Joe were two wild young things. And while Mammy ran around after them, I spent many hours rocking my newest brother and singing to him. I loved all my siblings, but Tom was the baby and my special pet.